This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. One of the greatest rivalries in hockey and in all of international sports will be on display in Burlington this weekend as the U.S. women's hockey team returns to face off against arch-rival Canada at UVM's Gutterson Fieldhouse. The game is part of a tune-up and training process for both teams' Olympic aspirations in the 2014 Winter Games in Sochi, Russia. And here to tell us more about the drama is sports correspondent Andy Gardner. Andy, welcome back.
Always great to be with you, Mitch.
So remind us of the last time the women's team USA played in Burlington. Apparently the team and the fans really took to the experience.
In 2012, in April, the International Hockey Federation's Women's World Cup was hosted here in Burlington at both Gutterson Fieldhouse and Cairns Arena. Eight countries from around the world came for a 21-game, almost two-week period. And Canada and the U.S. played for the championship game. It was a thrilling 5-4 overtime victory for Canada. But that followed a 9-2 USA victory over Canada earlier in the tournament, which was Canada's worst loss in history. And that came before a sellout crowd at Gutterson that made such an impression on the U.S. team, the support they got in the community, both at the rink and on the streets of Burlington, that they wanted to come back and kind of repay that support. So they're beginning to ramp up their pre-Olympic competition right here in Burlington.
Now, obviously, this game won't carry the same kind of weight that a potential matchup for a gold medal could in Russia. But given the rivalry between these two squads, there will be a will to win on both sides. Remind us of the recent history between the two national teams since the late 1990s.
Well, the first Olympic women's gold medal was in 1998 in Nagano, and the U.S. beat Canada to win that gold. But in the three Olympics since then, 2002 at Salt Lake, 2006 Torino, and then most recently 2010 in Vancouver, Canada walked away with the gold. The U.S. won two silvers and a bronze, but they have not been able to get that big prize in the last three Olympics.
That 1998 loss for Canada must have really hurt. That's their unofficial national sport. They take to it very seriously. The U.S. women's team, obviously, though, trying to get back to that highest level.
They are really the number one rival for Canada, and it works both ways. And the 2013 World Championships in Ottawa, the U.S. gained a measure of revenge by beating Canada for that title. So it's been a little back and forth ping pong between the two programs, and the next big prize will be in Sochi.
Now, for this game at Gutterson Fieldhouse, there's probably more than just some message sending here, because it's a chance for the coaches on both teams to see which players might be developing better in time for the Winter Games. Any names to watch in particular for the U.S. squad?
Well, this is like phase two of the pre-Olympic preparation. They have been in training camp for a month where Reagan Carey, the director of the Women's National Program, says it was almost all about laying a foundation, and they didn't even scrimmage very much. But now they're shifting into a competition phase. They're going to have 18 games over the next 3 months to cut down a 25-player roster to 21 for the Olympics. So this is going to be beginning a real test by fire phase. So fans on Saturday will recognize many names because 18 of the 25 players who will be there Saturday were also here in 2012. Julie Chu, the Lamoureux sisters, Jocelyn and Monique, Hillary Knight, goalie Julie Vetter are among those that they would recognize. Some new faces would be Amanda Kessel, who was very, very strong in the 2013 World Cup. Also, Laura Pankowski. So they're going to be a combination of new blood and core players on display Saturday night.
Now, there's also going to be a game at Middlebury. Is that right?
Yes. November 1st at Kenyon Arena, the USA will take on Finland in another competition. And this is, in some part, recognition of the strong tradition and history of women's hockey at Middlebury College. Middlebury had its first women's team in 1981, which was way ahead of the curve for most college programs. And the Panthers have won five NCAA Division III national titles. So women's hockey is very, very important at Middlebury, and the USA team is recognizing that by coming down to play there.
Now, one of the perennial problems with women's hockey is training. I mean, you have to start young. It's an expensive sport, all the equipment. Is there anything being done to increase hockey programs at the high school level?
Well, actually, the USA Hockey, the governing board and for the sport in the U.S., has worked with the Vermont Principals Association the last 2 years in an effort to try to create a more advantageous landscape in the state for girls' hockey. because of the cost of the sport, because it requires significant numbers of participation, Vermont's in a tough spot. It's an uphill climb for them. And as Bob Johnson of the VPA said, you need to start early with hockey. It can't be just showing up in ninth grade and picking up the sport. It has to be at the elementary and middle school levels that they begin the feeder program. And that's what they're trying to concentrate on to grow the sport at the high school level here in Vermont.
Andy Gardner is VPR's sports correspondent. He also writes about sports and has done so for the USA Today newspaper and Burlington Free Press. You can read his story about the national women's hockey team on our website. Andy, thanks so much for speaking with us.
My pleasure, Mitch.